Hi, Josie here. Welcome to my thread, How to Achieve a Prostate Orgasm, or welcome to my blog, which is Josie's Corner. If it's your first time on the thread or on the blog, well, welcome. If you're a returning reader, surprise, I'm voicing this. So it's not much different. I'm not adding on, I don't think. So hopefully you enjoy hearing the sound of my voice. The reason why I'm doing the audio is because some of you out there have told me that multitasking can be difficult. Obviously, you know, if you have to do your research before your playtime, that's one thing. But what if you just want to wing it, right? Well, if you want to wing it, you can listen to me. You can put on your earbuds or you can, you know, put me on Bluetooth. And hopefully you learn something and you have fun. So why do I want to talk about prostate orgasm? Why not? Is more like it. There's a lot of taboo around the butt and straight guys. And I'm all about trying, at least, to break down barriers. It can add spice to your sex life, you know, either solo or with a partner or multiple partners. And my motto is, you know, why the hell not? Why not try it? You know, if it's supposed to give you pleasure, why deny yourself? You deserve it, don't you? Yes, you do. And I also think that power... there's power in knowing things, and there's power in being able to pleasure oneself and also to know your own body and to be able to communicate it better with the person you want to share this with. Obviously, if you're doing it on your own, it's different than if you're doing it with somebody. So you may want to readjust. And obviously, if your partner is there doing it for you, I think the sensation and the experience is going to be completely different than if you're doing it on your own. So just be open-minded is all I have to say, really. And if you don't enjoy it, that's fine. Just move on. And you may want to come back to it later, or you may not, and that's okay. And I recommend maybe trying a little bit of anal play before. If you've never played with your back door, you might want to try that before, you know, sticking a finger up your ass, because you don't want to surprise yourself in the wrong way. Now, if you're an adventurous person and you don't mind trying new things, then okay. If you're uncertain, well, maybe you want to try a little bit of ass play first, and we can come back to that. I promise I was going to post something, and I will. And I know you guys have been very patient. But you can always read about it. And don't be afraid to go out. The information is out there. So don't be afraid to look it up. Just maybe read more than one. And just to make sure that, you know, you're not getting misleading information. So coming back to... knowledge is power, and that's basically the reason why I'm posting. I'm also talking to the ladies out there that want to give their spouse, partner, lovers a new experience. And if you're wondering how and you haven't done the research, well, here I am, and I'm hoping that I can help out. So in case you're curious and wondering how this came about for me in my life, well, as some of you might know, like, I've written some erotic stories, and I was doing some research for a story that I'm writing that I've yet to complete. And I came about a YouTube video, a guy pretty much explaining what I'm going to be explaining. And then I saw an actual video of a guy achieving a prostate or a hands-free prostate orgasm, which really just blew my mind. And I couldn't believe that, you know, I don't care if you're straight, if you're gay, if you're trans, if you're whatever, if this is something that you guys can experience, why would you not want to experience something that, to me as a woman, looks amazing? It looks like it feels amazing. So this is why I'm doing this. The prostate is, I think, I would say, the equivalence of the woman's G-spot. And I've read it a few times, and I think it's pretty accurate in the sense that I don't know if it feels the same yet. But the G-spot's basically the same thing, right? It's like, it's a little bump. You can feel, it's very clear when you feel it with your finger. And the prostate is the same thing. So here's a bit of fun facts. Milking your prostate, or, you know, having a prostate orgasm is good for your prostate. It can help reduce the risk of prostate cancer down the line, you know? So if that's the only thing that you remember, and if that's the only thing that you want to, you know, justify why you're doing it, go with that, you know? It can reduce the risk of prostate cancer. Who wouldn't want to do that? You can ejaculate way more from a prostate-induced orgasm than, you know, just masturbation or just the, you know, traditional sex, I guess. If you're into quantity, some guys are into quantity. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to have a lot. If there's not a lot, it's okay, okay? Don't sweat the small stuff. The quantity of what's coming out of your cock shouldn't be your focus. The focus should be on the pleasure you are getting, or I should say the pleasure you're giving yourself. Other fun fact is that the recovery period is way faster when you're ejaculating from a prostate orgasm versus, you know, the masturbation. So what that means is if you're having fun with somebody and you're getting a prostate orgasm, well, you can have more fun after, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes after. So why wouldn't you? Things to think of. You might want to have a bowel movement beforehand because it can get messy. It's just a recommendation. You don't have to, but, you know, you may want to. You may want to empty your bladder beforehand. You may want to cut your nails because it's not about probing the anus with giant nails, ladies. It's because that hurts. And you should know, right? If you've had your ass played with, you know what it feels like. So cut your nails. Same thing with guys, you know. If you're playing with your lady or another guy, cut your nails. You know, long nails, not fun. The other thing you might want to do, you might want to get gloves. You might want to get a finger glove. It's up to you, really. They're out there, the finger gloves. So if it's something that you think you might want, just go get some. It's not a big deal. I don't think it is. It's not any different than if you're, you know, putting on a condom or if you're using lube, right? Which brings me to make sure you have lube with you. So lubricating jelly. Don't just use things that are lying around. Don't use hand cream. Don't use soap. That's a big no-no. You don't want to do that because you're going to mess around with your pH. And this goes for the same for you ladies out there. If you're thinking about playing with a carrot or a cucumber, put a condom on it. You know, you don't want to use something that's porous because you don't know, well, you know, you don't know the bacteria that's on there and you want to have fun. You don't want to regret it after. So, just go buy some lube. If you don't have any, if you're doing this and your spouse doesn't know, and because I've got this before, you can always use Vaseline. If push come to shove, you know, if you have some vegetable oil, maybe use that. But please don't use hand cream. Don't use soap. That's not good. You don't want to go there. You may want to have a towel or tissues nearby because, yes, it might, and I think it will get messy, and it's okay, you know. don't fuss about the mess. That's what I have to say. Just think about it, and you can always clean a mess. So whatever works for you, just remember that the key is to having pleasure, and just to feel relaxed and comfortable. You know, I've been told that sometimes the angle can be problematic if you're doing it on your own. So just before you get all into it, just maybe try and test some positions first to make sure that you're not breaking your wrist all the time, or just test it out. If you don't think you'll be able to reach with your finger, because, you know, let's be real, we don't have long, you know, penis fingers, use a toy. There's a lot out there. There's a lot of anal toys too. So you can use a dildo, you can use a small vibrator. You can use, even I've seen guys using butt plugs, a wand, a prostate massager. But like I said, if you're using a household item, you know, like I said, use a condom. You want to make sure that it's not porous. You want to make sure that it's safe, and you don't want to injure yourself. I don't think so, right? So positions, perhaps on your back with a pillow to, you know, put your bum a bit higher, raise your bum. But aim for comfort. That's, I think, the one of the main thing is you want to aim for comfort. You want to make sure that you're in a relaxed position. You might want to try it standing up as well, you know, just try it. And if it doesn't work, try something else. And if this is your first attempt, don't put too much pressure on yourself, because it might not work. Okay. And have fun, and not too much pressure, because then you're taking away from it. Okay. So one thing to remember, you know, once you're getting started, is that if you're using one finger or two finger, you want to make sure that they're facing your stomach. Regardless of your position, your palm should always be facing your belly button. You want to put a little bit of lubricant on your finger, rub your anus area, and insert your finger upward, you know. Try and locate your prostate. It should be fairly easy, because the prostate is the size of a walnut. So feel your way around, and just be mindful of your body, and don't rush into it. You don't need to go digging that far. Inserting your finger should be about your second knuckle. That should do the trick. I know it's surprising, right? You don't have to go elbow deep unless that's what you really want to do, but that's something else. So feel your way around. Once you've found that little bump, you want to start adding a little bit of pressure, and in a come hither motion. So that's, you know, when you're singling somebody to come see you, you do that motion with your fingers. And I need to add this. If you're going cold turkey, if you haven't watched porn, if you're not aroused, if you're not, it might take a long time, okay? It might not work. So it's okay to be playing with your cock. It's okay if you want to put porn on, if you want to. You have the atmosphere that you want when you want to have fun. Right? You want to have sex, or you want to masturbate. It doesn't have to be in a quiet room, you know, put porn on, put something that is going to arouse the hell out of you. Be in that mind state. Okay. If your mind is there, your body's going to follow, because all you're going to be doing is just stimulating places. So it's coming back to the heather motion. So you want to massage slowly, and just caress. So you have to remember to be patient. And a lot of you out there know, not patient. You want to go fast. It's not something, you don't rush. It might go quick for you. Every guy is different. It might take a longer time. Just be patient. You want to keep the pressure. You can add more pressure and just keep stroking. And if you have somebody there with you that wants to give you a blowjob at the same time, I think that can be very enjoyable. If you're alone, well, use your other hand and maybe you want to stroke yourself like slightly and just breathe and enjoy the feeling. Just be mindful of your body and what's happening and don't just focus on how it's going to end because the purpose of all this is pleasure, right? So you can add more pressure on the prostate and it might give you the urge to pee. That's normal. It's similar, like I said, similar to the woman's G-spot and it might get uncomfortable. So you might want to readjust that pressure. The urge to pee eventually will go away. And if not, if, like I said, if you haven't emptied your bladder before, then you will know you've emptied your bladder before. This urge to pee is just what I'm saying, and it will pass. If you haven't emptied your bladder and you really feel like you are going to pee, just let it go. It's going to happen. Who's going to know, right? If you don't tell anybody, nobody will know. If you get that urge to pee, just let it go and it's fine. There's no shame in it. It's normal, okay? And let it go. Let the pressure build up. Have fun with it. And if it doesn't work on the first try, it's fine. Just try again. And obviously, if there's somebody there with you, you might live this experience completely differently and you might be able to reach your orgasm quicker. But be patient, try again. And you know, practice makes perfect, right? So I have a little tip, that says, I think that to be able to achieve a hands-free prostate orgasm on your own can be a little like finding that great whale. You might need to readjust your focus. Before trying the hands-free approach, try doing this when you are highly aroused. Like I said, cock already hard. No one said touching was off limits. Stroke away. The idea behind all this is to allow yourself some pleasure. If you overthink it, and are just focusing on the mechanics of it, you might miss it entirely. And you don't want that. You want to let yourself feel and have this pleasure. So as previously mentioned, maybe using your thumb might do the work instead of using a finger. Maybe using a toy. So readjust your perspective, readjust how you're going to go about it. If it didn't work on the first try, try different positions. Look online. There's a lot of YouTube videos out there. There's a lot of articles and there's a lot of nice porn out there as well. So take your time and try again. And let me know how it goes. Send me an email. I mean, my email is there on Josie's Corner. If you're reading my thread, send me a PM. I'd like to know how it went. I would love to know how it feels from a man's perspective. Like I said, I was doing research for a story, which I have not completed yet. If you go on my blog, I've posted, so there's a link to the Come Hither motion that shows you. There is also a link about Anal Play 101. And there's also another link about what does a prostate orgasm feel like for the guys out there that want to know what it feels like, or for women like me, you know, that are just curious on how it feels. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that I didn't ramble too much on and that this was enjoyable for you. Obviously, it's not a guided prostate massage, right? It's more a how-to. So I hope that this pleased you. And if it did, let me know, because who knows, maybe I will do a guided prostate massage how-to audio, right? If the demand is there, I'd like to be able to provide that. I do aim to please, as I said. So please let me know how it goes, you know? I'm all about pleasure, and I'm all about having fun. And I hope you do too, because you deserve it. Thank you. Bye. Talk soon.